Hello everyone and welcome to systemgorilla.com. Your project feels shaky, like on a little boat all the time. Your requirements change because your metrics change because the goals are an ever-changing story. Stay tuned in my podcast. It's about the project charter or SOW. My name is Seb and I wish you much clarity. Are you managing or suffering from a bad project? Begin with the project charter. Any project requires clear management and leadership. Successful projects don't just happen. Even with the best of teams, a clear project scope, objectives, and also roles need to be defined for the team to successfully launch a project. Whether you're new to project management or an old pro, project charters are tremendously helpful to organize projects and keep everyone on track. So, for your convenience, we will go through the points: what are the benefits of using a project charter, what is a project charter, and which components need to be included. About the benefits and importance of using a project charter. Charters are helpful in keeping projects on track and teams accountable. They're leading to more successfully completed projects, and projected outcomes also improve. Beyond that, when completed, they offer additional benefits. They build overall clarity because they give clear guidelines for the entire team. They include important milestones, goals, and responsibilities. A project charter sets the scope. Projects are less likely to be getting out of control when budgets and anticipated working hours are defined in the charter. By the way, in many industry companies, this is exactly the problem. The budget is fixed, the working hours are fixed, but the scope is not. The project charter saves you time. A clear charter helps projects stay on track and avoid costly setbacks or scope creep down the road. It enhances team dynamics. With the project manager and sponsors defined, it's easier to keep an entire team motivated and happy. To define every role in a project, SysTeamGorilla advises you the RASIC chart. RASIC. The project charter is also hugely beneficial for one primary purpose: providing the project leader with the authority that they need. This approval is important because the project cannot move forward without the necessary resources. When the charter is written clearly and correctly, executives are able to see the clear business value in the project and refer back to it later on to follow the project as it reaches various milestones. This is also important because it prevents unnecessary scrutiny over the project and general misunderstandings, which could shut the whole thing down. Now let's get to the bits and pieces. What is a project charter? A charter is a brief document that explains the project in a clear and concise manner. It is usually designed with high-level management in mind, so the charter should contain the scope, objectives, and participants in the project, so that anyone can understand the project concept in a short amount of time. A project charter should also differentiate between a number of roles and responsibilities, including stakeholders. If necessary, it should also outline some of the goals and deadlines. So ultimately, the project charter addresses the following questions in any project: why are we doing it? Who is doing it? What has been done? When should it be done and finished? Where will it be done? And how will it be done? Although brief, a project charter is often also a formal document based on a statement of work, SOW. This SOW is for an agreed upon business need and is usually established at the start of a project. Ideally, a project charter would be developed during the planning phase of the project, when all the pieces of the project are being pulled together. Then, once the project is ready to go, the charter itself would be put forward for final approval by the stakeholders. Zielvereinbarung. Well, wait, we're jumping to the final approval, but what components need to be included in the project charter? There are a few components that need to be incorporated if you want a strong document. A statement of the problem that the project is going to address. The purpose of the project should be including clear and concise language. A business case stating why the project is being completed and how it relates to strategic goals of the organization. This section can also include resource requirements that are needed to move the project forward. Cost estimates that are later on being challenged by controlling. This should also include the budget. A statement of the objectives or how the success of the project is going to be defined. This is really important. If you don't know what to measure, you don't know what successful looks like. These objectives should be approved by the project sponsor. Well, he will not sponsor it otherwise. You should include a start and an end date that creates a clear timeline, which will help win management approval and keep the working team on task. That's probably one of the more critical points when you want to persuade a manager. Keep it short and simple and give it a start and an end date. The scope of the project defines what's within the purview and what isn't. Again, the scope should include what is not part of your project to not get misunderstandings in the way of achieving success. The team members who are going to be participating in the project, along with the stakeholders, should also occur somewhere in your document. This includes the business unit or service area that's impacted, departments within the business unit, project leader, and project sponsors. These people should be aware that you're proposing a charter that includes their efforts. As mentioned, these components should be included in every project charter document, ideally when the document is being created. The components obtained in a project charter should also answer these following questions. What is the business case, or why should we even move on with it? The charter also has to state why the time, effort, and money is necessary. Who's going to lead and who's going to sponsor for it? The document should also include who's directing the work team and the sponsor, and who's reporting to executive management. Also, please, again, include how the project will be measured. I'm emphasizing a word here. There should be measurable benefits and results that demonstrate the value to your business. This can be reducing or avoiding costs, or increasing customer satisfaction, or growth opportunities. These questions will help you and your team get in the right mindset to begin the process of writing and willfully setting up a solid foundation for any of your projects. As you can see, I can always help you find a little bit of good clarity for good decisions, good projects, and to reach your goals. Reach out to me at systemgorilla.com. My name is Seb, you could remember that, and I hope you have a nice day.